Okay. Good. Nun Ches Mabei, second to last line. So yesterday we discussed the halacha of Aseid HaShlama, that the Ola has the carpet tumid is first and last. Korban Pesach is the only exception, as we'll get to. Maybe there's one other exception besides the carbon tumid. We'll get to that today. And we had three different ways yesterday, with the most of the daf, to understand when you bring the tumid on a weekday, when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So we continue now. Tanu Rabbanan, second to last line on Nun Chesem Beis. Tumid Kotem LePesach. Tumid comes before the Karban Pesach, but there are other parts of the Avoda after the Karban Tumid. Not specifically anything, you're not allowed to have anything hukrav on the Mizbeach afterwards, but there are other Avodos that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. Tumid Kodem LePesach, Pesach Kodem LeKtores. The Ktores was offered, the Kohen Gadol brought the Ktores twice a day, half in the morning and half at night, on the Mizbeach HaZahav, on the little Mizbeach inside the Heichal. So that takes place after the Karban Pesach, late in the day. And Ktoros Laneiros. And then the last thing, totally, is the Halakas Aneiros that is done to have the candles lit for overnight. Yeuchar, why is that? Why are the Ktoros and the Neiros? Why is Tumid first and then Pesach and then Ktoros and Neiros? Says the Gemara, Yeuchar Davar, Shinamar Boba Erev, Vein Harbayim, push later and delay the item, the thing that has in the Torah a double lashon of evening, but Erev and Vein Harbayim, which is Pesach. Pesach has both the shodos. L'davar shelo davar be'erev, ela ben harbayim. Push that later than the carbon tumid, which only has a ben harbayim lashon, and it doesn't have an erev lashon bilvad. So that's why the tumid comes before the Pesach. Ihachi k'taris v'neiros nami niktabil Pesach. So then why k'taris and neiros also should be done before the Pesach? Because they also have only one lashon of ben harbayim, and the Pesach has a double lashon. So why are those, the k'taris and the neiros, why are those done after the Pesach? So says the Gemara, continuing the question. Same question. Why don't you push those? The Ketores and the Neiros should be before the Pesach, because the Pesach is the only one that has the double Lashon. Shiny Hasam, to be Miet Rachmana Oso. No, that's different, because the Torah has a special pasuk to teach me that the Neiros have to be last. Oso is going to teach me that the Neiros have to be last, and therefore, even though it does not have a double Lashon, it's still done after the Pesach. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, May Erev Ad Boker. Pasuk says the Neiros should be lit from evening until morning. What does that mean? Tein la midasa shetehidu lekas be'erev ad boker. One halacha we learned from there is that you have to put enough oil in the candles that it should be lit from evening until morning. Meaning, even though some nights are shorter than others, some nights are longer, you have to put in enough oil so that it can last for the longest winter night, even if it's in the summer, the same shear every day. So number one, you have to put in enough oil. That's one halacha you learn from Me'er Vad Boker. Dover Acher, Ein Lecha Avoda Shekshir Me'er Vad Boker, El Azu Bulvad. There is no avoda that's kosher from night until morning, meaning the last avoda that you do at night is the halachas Neiros. My time, where do you learn that from the pasuk? Amar Kra, Ya'aroch Oso, Aaron Ubana Me'er Vad Boker. Aaron and his children should set it up. Ya'aroch Oso, it. Oso Me'er Vad Boker. Ve'edabracha Me'er Vad Boker. So you do that from night until morning, meaning as the last avoda, and nothing else. The iskish k'toris the neighbors, and the k'toris and the neighbors always form a team. They always go together, so that's how you know the k'toris go along with the neighbors. But that is why, even though the k'toris and the neighbors only have one bein harbayim, they still go after the Pesach, even though the Pesach has a double lashon of evening. Tosfos on top deals with the question that we dealt with at the end of yesterday's shiur. Yuchai Davar, little Tosfos, Afal Gavda Tamid Tadir. Tosfos asks, even though Tamid is Tadir. In other words, why do you need a pasuk? The Gemara here has a pasuk. Why? To teach me that the Tamid goes before the Pesach, right? Even though yesterday we had an Aseid the Hashlama, you need a pasuk to teach me that the Tamid goes before the Pesach. Tosfos says, what do you need the pasuk for? Like we said yesterday from Tosfos, says Vachim, Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So we used that yesterday to teach me in general why the Tamid goes first in the morning. That was the discussion we had yesterday. But now we're asking, in the Tamid Shabbein Harbayim, you're talking about whether the Tamid goes first or Pesach goes first. Learn a Misvara that the Tamid should go first because the Tadav Sheino Tadav Tadav Kodem. Says Tosfos, no. Even though you would have said Tamid is Tadir, it's Rech Lemichtav. You still need the Pasuk. Why? The Hava Minish Pesach Yachtim Bishim Aled the Hashlam. No. Because you have the counter pressure. You have the Aseid the Hashlama here, which is teaching me that the Tamid should go last. So that's why, if you would have just been based on Tadir, so then you would say, no, Tadir doesn't work here, because you go by the Essay Dashlama. So says Tosfos, that's why you need the Etzer Pasuk to teach me that no, even in the, though you have an Essay Dashlama, still the Tabit goes first. The Benchas Chiduch does not like Tosfos' answer. The Benchas Chiduch, a mitzvah, hey. The mitzvah of Shchitas Pesach quotes, "V'zei yamim rabim b'tshuva she'ela hikshesi l'shol." I've had this question for many years, says the Menachas Chinuch. To mikol makom, says the Menachas Chinuch, "Lama likra the Pesach b'chol atav?" But still, what are you saying? Because you would have said aseid hashlama, even though you would have said tashen etad, you would have said the aseid hashlama wins. But says Tosfos, why would you have said that right now in front of you? What would have been the case? You have a tamid and you have a Pesach. So what would have been your thought process? So you might have said, you would say, no, you have Tadir, she'eino Tadir, but what's going to happen? If I do the Tamid, then Oyvei, then I'm not going to be able to bring the Pesach afterwards. That would have been the Havamina. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we know, we mentioned it a number of times. We had it at the end of Masechah Shabbos. We had it in the Masechah Erevin. We have a Machlokas, we've shown him, between the Balamor and the Ramban. It's known as Ishtapech Hamime. Right? The case of the Mila, where they used to need hot water to bathe the baby before the Mila and after the Mila on Shabbos. They consider that Pikuach Nefesh. So let's say you have a case where you have two things of water, one to wash the baby before, one to wash the baby after, and one of them spills out. So you have enough water to wash the baby before the Mila, so you're going to do the Mila. But the question is, you know that after you do the Mila, the baby's going to be in a state of Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore you're going to have to boil up water for him. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to put yourself into a position where you're going to have to be Doche Yisurin? Are you allowed to do that? That's a machlok between the Balamar and the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ein l'mitzvah elashaito. Says the Ramban, don't think about long-term by mitzvahs. What do you have to do in front of you? Right now you have a mitzvah mila? Wonderful, mazel tov, do the mitzvah mila. After you do the mila, oh, pikuach nefesh, I have to warm up water. You'll deal with that then. Fine, you'll have to do it then. Says the Balamar, no, you have to take a long-term view. And we related this to many other examples of long-term, short-term, right? The Ketshuvah of the Radbaz, you get out of jail once a year, do you go out today, do you go out on Rosh Hashanah? If a person, the Stechemet discussed a person who could only fast one day in Tishrei, should he fast Tzom Gedalia because that's what he hits first, or that's only Drabanan, should he push it off and fast Yom Kippur? So if he knows if he fasts Tzom Gedalia, he won't be able to fast Yom Kippur. So we'll totally on this Machlokas Balamar Ramban. So says the Minchas Chinuch on this Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? You need the extra Pasuk, because without the Pasuk, you would have said, oh, you don't do Tadir Sheino Tadir Kodem, you know, because you have the Aseid HaShlava steering at you. So says Minchas Chinuch, what do you mean? According to the Ramban, Ein L'mitzvah El Shaito. Do what you have in front of you. What do you have to do? You have to Tadir Sheino Tadir. Oh, what's going to happen? After you do this, you're not going to be able to do the future one? No, you'll deal with everything in its time. Right now, you have Tadir Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. So bring the Tamid. So now what? So now you have a Karat Pasach and you're ready for the Tamid. So what are you going to say? The Aseid HaShlama? What do you mean? You have an Aseid Sheish Bokaris. You're going to bring it anyway. You're going to be doches. We're going to see later on in today's daf. The asay sheyesh bo kares. If you don't bring a Karat Pesach, there's a chiv kares. So you're going to bring it anyway. So what's the big deal? You don't need an extra pasuk. Deal with what you have in front of you right now. Tadir sheino tadir tadir kodem. Bring the carbon tamid, and then you have to violate the asay dashlama. Okay, you have to violate the asay dashlama. What can you do? So he doesn't like. He says he doesn't answer it. He says heich over on mitzvah tadir v'kushi he kushi nechona. He says it's Akasha. He says, many years I've had the question on Tosfos, you know, based on that Ramban, Ein L'mitzvah El Shaita, why should you need the extra pasuk? Deal with the mitzvah that you have in front of you of Tadir, and then you'll violate that Seidah Shlama. What can you do like that Shita of the Ramban?
Maybe Tosfos
like the Balamar. Yeah. We have after I don't remember the Lushitasos. The first Tosfos and the Ramban in Reblos at the Mila. We linked that. So I don't remember who said what about whether you carry the baby, not carry the knife. Yeah, I don't remember.
What is the proper time? I mean, that's what we're discussing.
What do you mean? What is the proper time?
What is the
he means that by what's in front of you and don't worry about repercussions afterwards. So Aseid HaShlama is a future repercussion. You're going to have a future problem, but you don't have to deal with that now, says the Ramban. Right now, you have a principle of Tadav Sheino Tadav Tadav Kodem. So fulfill that. You're going to say, you might not say that because that's going to cause you problems in the future. Who cares about problems in the future, says the Ramban. You always do by what's in front of you. So again, you have to say something, but that's his kash. They're both in front of you, but the principle in front of you, the principle to use in front of you, one of the principles is to say, do this now. The other one is to say, if you do this now, it's going to cause a problem in the future. But that's exactly what the Ramban says. Don't worry about the future problems. Okay. So we had one brisa. What did we just say so far? We have a brisa that says, On the order of the day, on Erev Pesach, you have the Karban Tamid, then you have the Karban Pesach, and then you have the Ktores, the special Haktara of the Ktores on the inner Mizbeach, and you have the Neiros. The Ktores and the Neiros go last. So, but we asked, Ktores and the Neiros, why don't they go before the Pesach? No, there's a special din that they go after the Pesach. The Tanya Kikushin. We had a Brisa, rather, on the 10th line. We had a brisa related to the question that we asked before. The question that we asked before was, shouldn't the Ktores and the Neiros go before the Pesach, in between the Tamid and the Pesach? So first brisa said no. Second brisa is going to say yes. Okay. Tamid kodim l'Ktores, Ktores, Ktores l'Neiros, and Neiros, that was the Pesach. In Achinami, you push the Pesach till after everything. Why? Based on the Svara. Yuchai davar shenemar bo be'erub v'bein harbayim. You delay the item that it says in the Torah, a double language of evening, be'erub v'bein harbayim. You do that later, and by all of these, it only says Ben Harbayim. So says the Gemara of Haksibo. So, what do you do with the pasuk that we used before to teach me that neighbors have to be last? So, according to this Brisa, it's not last. Neighbors are in between. So, you use that for the following. Hi, Osami Boyle, Lemu'uti Avodesh Bifnim. It means that all that Oso is teaching me that you can't have any inner avoda after the menorah. We know inside the Heichal there were three special kalim. There was a Lechem HaPanim in the middle, and Lechem HaPanim in the Mizbeach HaKtoris in the middle, and on the two opposite sides, the north and the south, were the menorah in the south, and the Shulchan in the north. So that's the Shulchan, those are the inside. So any avoda done on those items, on the Shulchan, on the menorah, on the Mizbeach HaKtoris, / Zahav, same thing, anything done on those kalim are called avodas pnim. Inner avodos. Anything done on the big mizbeach outside the heichal in the courtyard, the mizbeach achito, that's called avodas chutz, or in relative terms. There's also avodas chutz outside the Beis Hamikdash, but that's called avodas chutz in relative terms. So says the Gemara, all that the Torah is referring to that you should do the menorah, the high menorah last, is that there shouldn't be any inner avoda done after this during the night. That's all it means. But it's not to exclude the Karban Pesach, which is done outside. And what is that? What other avodas pnim are there? You're not doing the lechem apanim on an average day. So what are you doing? Ktores. It's the ktores. What always goes with the neiros. But the important the halacha is that the ktores always goes before the neiros. The neiros is always the last one. Why? Sakad adachamina. I might have thought that since there's another pasuk that gives me a misimpression. When Aaron goes up to do the Neiros in the afternoon, he should do the Ktores. So what does that sound like? It sounds like when he does the Neiros, then he goes to do the Ktores. You might have read this as a first and then. So you might have said that, so that's why. That's what you have to have in Oso to teach me, no, the Neiros go last. Says Gemara, so how do you, what's the translation of the pasuk then? Elabena by Miaktiwet Alamali, so how do you read this pasuk that we just quoted? It just said, you do the neighbors, then you do the Ktores. So says the Gemara, no, Hachi Ka'amar, Rachmana, Be'idon, Dematlakas neighbors. It's a when, it's not a first and then. It's a when you go do the neighbors to Hey Miktura Ktores. It should already have been done. The Ktores should already have been offered when you go light the, and fix the wicks, and light the candles for the Hatzlaka in the afternoon, in the late afternoon. So that is how you use the psukim. So it's 2 days. Halacha l'maisa. Like the Chavos Chaim said, what's the halacha l'maisa? We have machlokas and brises here. Whether you do tamid Pesach Ktores Neiros or tamid Ktores Neiros Pesach, which do you do? So look at the Rambam. The Rambam Pasuk is like the second brisa. The Rambam Pasuk is in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Acher shemaktiven ktoris shel bein harbayim, v'acher shemativen es haneiros, maschilon lishchos es hapsachim, at sof hayom, Karban Pesach is last. The Kesef Mishnah says, why is he asking like the second brisa? De mistaver taimei. Logical, makes sense, mistaver taimei. So it's unclear exactly what mistaver taimei means. That's what he says. He passes like the second, brisa. The Pesach is last. So when was it lit on a regular day? It was lit the last, meaning, it might have been, was it lit any later? It might not have been lit any later, because it's just the Tamid substituted for the time of the Pesach. The Tamid was usually 8.5. Whenever you have the Pesach, you move the Tamid up, usually. Like we had all the Shitas yesterday. So it might have been lit at the same time. Well, I'm sorry?
But you have to move the Menorah up too, right? Let's say Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos.
If Erev Pesach or every Erev Shabbos, you do it earlier. Right, it's not Doche. I have to look exactly at the times. I have to look in the United Hilchos Karban Pesach. I have to look in Maisa Karbanos to find out exactly was there a specific hour that it was done every day. So there was. I just don't. We'll look for it. Be'ez Hashem will have it. Okay, continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Lecha Davar Shekodem L'Tamid Shel Shachar Ela Ketores Bilvad. Like we had yesterday, the Tamid was the first carbon brought in the morning. But there was another, like we said, like we just said, there were other avodos done after the Tamid in the afternoon. So here too, there was nothing done before the Tamid Shel Shachar except for the Ketores. Shenamar ba baboker baboker, because it says a double language of baboker baboker. V'yuktam ktoris darish nemar ba baboker baboker. Tichsiv v'hikdir olav aron ktoris simon baboker baboker. This week's parsha, right? So it says b'maktim something that says in the Torah morning morning. That means very early in the morning. Do that earlier. L'darish shalom nemar bo ela boker echad. Do something that it only says one boker. So that's why the Tamid is the Ketores is brought before the Tamid. The Sfasemis here points out that the Ketores wasn't brought before the Shechitas HaTamid. The Shechitas HaTamid happened first. If you look in the Mishnayis and Tamid, the Shechita happened first. So the Gemara must mean here that first you did the Shechitas HaTamid, then you did the Haktara of the Ketores, then you did the Hakrava of the Tamid. What it means here, the Ketores goes before the Tamid, it must be before the Hakrava of the Tamid, when you brought it on the Mizbeach. But the Shechita of the Tamid, the Sfasem says from other Makoros, is pretty clear that the Shechita of the Tamid went first. So Shechita Mefarsh Tehenu LaHaktara Seivari HaTamid. That's just the horror that he has, that's what it must be talking about. I once had a conversation with someone who was talking about these Zman. There's a couple of weeks that if you daven at 9 o'clock or 9:15, you know, the Zman Tefillah is you're cutting it close for Zman Tefillah, like a quarter to 10 o'clock, so depending where you daven. I was once talking to a Rav who said that there's a Mordechai in Shabbos which says that there's a minhag to daven a little later on Shabbos, because it says only, it doesn't say baboker baboker, it only says boker. It brings a raya from different psukim, so it's a raya to daven later. So it says that it's meant to daven a little later. It doesn't say to daven after the zman. But again, I think it's in Perakol Kisvei that the minhag is based on these types of limudim baboker 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 to daven a little later on Shabbos. So that's connected to this to these psukim. So let's go. Torah Rabbanan, the Brisa says that Torah was done before the Tamid, and now the opposite. Ve'en l'chad davar shem is akiv achad davar shem b'nabayim l'toras b'neiros. And what's brought after the Tamid? Torah and the Neiros, as we just had. U'pasach, and the current Pasach, like we had on the previous limud, and now we add one. U'mechusar kipurim be'erev ha'pesach. U'mechusar kipurim. U'mechusar kipurim, if you remember, is someone who was Tamid for 7 days. On the seventh day in the afternoon, he goes to the mikvah, and he has to wait right away. He could eat Maaser Sheni after he goes to the mikvah. That night, after sunset, he could eat. After Tzeis HaKochavim, he could eat Truma. That's the first mission in Shas. Me'emasai konim nechasim lecho Truma son. The next morning, he has that. That's a regular Tful Yom. But there are certain people that also have to bring a karbon. So the next morning, on day 8, he has to bring a karbon. That's Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Those are the four Mechusar Kippurims. And maybe a Ger. That's a Machlokas. But Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora are the Mechusar Kippurim. So they have to bring a karbon on the 8th day. Once they bring the karbon, they can eat Kachim. That's the halacha. They can already eat Maaser Sheni in the 7th day in the afternoon. Truma after the 7th day at night. The karbon on the 8th day. So what happens if there's a guy, there's a woman, a man or a woman, that was supposed to bring a karbon today on day 8, and for some reason they were busy, they didn't get to it yet today, and now they just brought the karbon tamid, and it's Erev Pesach afternoon. If I don't bring my karbon today, I'm not going to be able to eat the karbon Pesach tonight, because I can't eat kachim yet. So that's also an exception to the rule where we allow a Mechusrei Kippurim on Erev Pesach to bring his karbon after the karbon tamid. Yeah. What about Pesach Sheni? But that might be somebody who's going to be tar that night. Was that in terms of, was that a Mechusrei Kippurim? Or was that somebody who was just tummy? Maybe it was their seventh day. Maybe it was their seventh day. Tummy Mace is not a Mechusrei Kippurim. That just means their tummy Mace, they're going to be tahar.
The concept that's going to be shechted for them in mind is they're not ready at that point.
Right, I'm saying, but that's right. They're still right. They don't have to bring a carbon. They're still roy. The question is, well, they're not roy. Mechusrei Kippurim, you know, there's a big question. What's the status of Mechusrei Kippurim? They're tar. They went to the mikveh yesterday already. They're ma'akev. They have a carbon that's ma'akev. They're still tar now. So that's better than somebody's just going to become tar that night. So it says the Gemara that this is also an exception. What's allowed to be brought after the carbon tamid? The Torah, the Neiros, the carbon Pesach, and the Mechusrei Kippurim on Erev Pesach. Shetov al Shenis, he goes to the mikveh again, based on Rashi quotes a Mishnah in Chagiga, where every time Every time you eat truma, you have to go to the mikvah. If you eat kashim, you have to go to the mikvah. Every time you want to be on a higher level and ingest something of more kedusha, you have to go to the mikvah again. That's the Tana Kama. That a mechusrik kippurim on erev Pesach can be brought after the tumah. Is it even a din d'oraisa or not? So we're going to get to the asei d'chalos asei in a minute. So l'chora, it is a din d'oraisa, but we're doche it. Second day, more extreme, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer, af mechusik yipurim b'shal yimos hashana. Every day of the year, says Rabbi Yishmael, you can bring in mechusik yipurim after the carbon tamid. Not just either, on Be'er Pesach, you want to eat the carbon Pesach tonight. Says the Rabbi Shmuel, every day of the year, shetova bochal b'kashim la'erev, so you can eat kashim that night. You know why? Rashi quotes here, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat kashim. So every day of the year, you say that there's an asay, and we're going to get to the principle in a minute of asi docha losa asay. The asay of eating kashim can be docha the losa asay, there can be docha the other asay of hashlamah, the time it has to be last. So Rabbi Shmuel says, every day of the year, mechusri kippurim, somebody who has to bring a carbon in order to partake of karbanas, could bring his carbon after the tamid. There is a machlokas between the balamar and the ravid, here in the back on daf yud chesma base, where there's no gemara. If you have the riff, there's no riff on these five prakim, right? Because the riff only wrote halacha l'maisa, the riff and the rash. So if you look in a lot of the rishonim here, they skip from the fourth parak to the tenth parak. That doesn't mean chasadon that we should skip. It just means they didn't write the halacha l'maisa. And they didn't record any psak. But the Balamar and the Ravid have one page. If you look on Yud Chesem Beis in the back, there's just one page of all Balamar and Ravid. So this the Machlokas there. The Balamar says, what kind of carbon are we talking about? Talk about a case. We say he's allowed to go to bring a carbon now because he's going to have to eat it tonight. What kind of carbon does a Bailam eat? Shlamim. Right? A Bailam, Yisrael doesn't eat any Kachi Kachim. There's two categories of Karbanas, Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim. Kachi Kachim, the higher, more holy level of Karbanas. Chatas, Ashim, Shalmei Tzibur, which are brought on an Ola. All of those are Kachi Kachim. That only Kohanim partake of Kachi Kachim. Shlamim is Kachi Kalim. So the Kohen gets some of it, and the Yisrael gets some of it. So that's all we're talking about here. But Shlamim? A Shlamim could be eaten day, night, day. If you bring a Shlamim on Tuesday afternoon, you can eat it till Wednesday night. That's the halacha. So said the Balamar, if you bring a shlamim today, you brought a shlamim today, but what's the big deal? You have to bring your carbon tonight, so you can eat it tonight, you eat it tomorrow. So says the Balamar, it must be about a case where you brought a shlamim yesterday. And if you don't bring your carbon today for your mechusri kippurim, you're not going to eat it at all. So that's why we would allow you to bring your mechusri kippurim any day if your time for eating your carbon is going to run out tonight. Because you're not going to eat it at all, says the Ravid. No, even if you can have time tomorrow, so you want to eat it tonight. You want to do the mitzvah earlier, so you'll have time tomorrow. You want to do the mitzvah tonight. You want to do your mitzvah zaseh tonight of eating kashim. So that's one machlokas between the Balamar and the Rabban. How limited or how wide is this heter? Only if you brought your shlamim yesterday and the time's going to run out tonight, or if it's a carbon toda, also your time's going to run out tonight, even if you brought it today. Or do you say even if it has to have been brought yesterday? That's one machlokas. The larger issue, and this is a very important Rashi for this sugya, and that is the mitzvah in general of eating kachim. Is that a mitzvah sasei? Is that a mitzvah sasei to eat kachim? So if you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam records this in Mitzvah Pei Tes. The Rambam writes, interesting lashon. Again, this is a huge sugya. We'll just mention two or three sources. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Peites, Mitzvah 89, Shetziva HaKohen Na'achol Basar Kachim. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat Basar Kachim. Klomar Chatas Asham, Sheim Kachi Kachim. The Iker Mitzvah, says the Rambam, is eating Kachi Kachim. What happened to Kachi Kalim? The Kohen also gets the Chazay and the Shok, the breast and the thigh from the kachik halam. The Rambam just throws it in at the end. That's also nigrar. V'achilasam gamkein he nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. But really, the ikar mitzvah, says the Rambam, is eating kachik kachim. Sha'achilas basar azem and achatas and asham. Why? What's the difference? We're going to get to this on Amid Beis, because that's part of the kapara. Chatas and asham are trying to bring kapara to the bialim. So the kohanim's eating it, as we'll see, is part of the kapara process. So that's why that's part of the mitzvah. That is what the Rambam says. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes this also in Mitzvah Kuf Beis, that the Mitzvah Zaseh, he quotes his Rambam, but then he quotes the Ramban, that the Ramban holds, this is not a separate mitzvah. This is part of the mitzvah of Karbanos. There's a mitzvah of Ola, there's a mitzvah of Chatas. So says the says the Sefer HaChinuch, he quotes the Rabbah, but then he says, Ramban Zechronu Levracha, lo yimne mitzvah zu, ki yamar shezeh chelek michalki mitzvah karbanis. Shesiva says that there's a mitzvah of chatas, including the mitzvah of chatas, hakmakar the chatas, eat the chatas, it's not a separate mitzvah. So that's one machlokas between the Rabbah and the Ramban, whether you count it separately. But the both of them agreed that the ikar mitzvah is kachim, kachim, and nigra throwing kachim kalim. Rashi here throws an even bigger chiddush. Our Rashi says, not only is kachim kalim part of the mitzvah, but the Yisrael, the owner eating kachim kalim, is part of the mitzvah of achilas kachim. Look at this. Rashi quotes here in the Rashi Bashar, Alma achilas kachim asei bein echal lekohanim bein echal Yisrael. This Rashi is well known in this sugya. This is Rashi. Rashi holds even the bialim eating is part of the mitzvah. Where does anybody else that agrees with this? There's a Rashi and a Radak in Sefer Shmuel. That the Greek says, in Perek Tes, where Shaul comes and is looking for Shmuel, and the Am says, we're waiting for Shmuel. Remember the story in Perek Tes. Kaboachem ha'ir, kein timson oso, right, the women outside say, well, you'll go find him in the city, b'terem yala ha'bamas alecho, before they eat their karbanis, ki lo yochal ha'am ad bo'o, ki hu yivarech ha'zevach. The people aren't going to eat from it before he comes, because he's going to bless the zevach. Achrechein yochlu akrum, and then everybody's going to eat. What do you mean, bless the zevach? What kind of bracha is he going to give? So Rashi and the Radak here both quote, there's a card talking about a carbon shlamim. And he's going to make the bracha, asher kedushanim b'zazivonu al achila shlamim. All right, it's a mitzvah, right? You only make a bracha as a mitzvah when it's a mitzvah. So that's Rashi and the Radak here in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel in Sefer Shmuel. Again, there's a lot of other discussion related to the mitzvah of achilas kachim. We mentioned it on a Tuesday night shiur, I think a couple weeks ago, the Beis HaLevi, where the Beis HaLevi says, maybe there's a difference between all karbanos versus karban Pesach, in terms of how much you have to eat for the mitzvah. By other karbanos, the mitzvah is for the karban to be eaten. So focus on the chefsa, the animal. Masha'en kein, so you can even leave less than a kezayis, and you still get the mitzvah, let's say, as long as all the kohanim together ate the karban. Masha'en kein by karban Pesach, the mitzvah is for each person. Not only each kohen, each person to eat a kezayis of carbon. So again, if we have time, we'll read that Beis HaLevi inside. But that is a big discussion related to this idea. Remember, let's get back to our Gemara. There's a machlokas tanam in our Gemara. What is allowed after the carbon tamid on a day? So carbon pesach is allowed after a carbon tamid. Fine. The Torah maybe is allowed after the carbon tamid. What about mechusri kippurim? What about this person who has to bring a carbon in order to be allowed to eat other carbonos? So the first opinion says only on erev pesach. Why? Because you want him to be able to eat the Karban Pesach that night. But the other opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, says, no, any day of the year. Any day, because you want him to be able to eat his Karban. So we're going to analyze that machlokas. So it says the Gemara, where the Gilyan HaShas is, the little circle, Bishlam ala Tanakama, I understand the Svar of the Tanakama, who only allows you to bring a Mechusri Kippurim on Erev Pesach after the Tamid, Yavo Asay the Pesach Sheish Bo Kares, the Asay of Karban Pesach. Right, we know there are two mitzvahs Asay that if you don't do, you get punished. Usually, if you don't do a mitzvah asay, you don't get punished for it. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold you accountable. You don't get punished if I don't do something. There are two of them that I do get punished. Bris Mila and Karban Pesach are the only two that if you don't do, you're chayef karis. So says the Gemara, I understand the Tanakama. The asay of Karban Pesach is very strong. So then, on Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Karban of a Chusri Kippurim in order to be eat the Karban Pesach, because the asay of Karban Pesach, which has karis, will come along v'yitchasei dashlam sheimbo karis. It will be doche the weaker asay of having the Karban Tamid last. So that's why you'd be able to bring the Mechusri Kippurim later. Ella, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, my ume dehai asay mehai asay. What's the difference between the asay of eating kachim and the asay of ashlama? They're both asays. Why should one push off the other one? Why should the asay d'ashlama be pushed aside? So Amar Avinas, so that's the question. Just by the way, the Gilyan HaShas here, you see the Gilyan HaShas here, he quotes Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Shabbos says, let's think about this for a second. Let's say according to the Tanakama, it's the asay of a Karban Pesach will be doche, right, because that's asay sheish bakaris, will be doche the asay d'ashlama. It says Tosfos in Shabbos, one second, think about this. There are two different people involved here. The Kohen is violating, so the Yisrael could do his mitzvah. The Kohen is violating the asay d'ashlama, because he's bringing the carbon after the Tamid, so that the Yisrael can eat the Karban Pesach. What about the principle of, we do not say, Chatei Bishvil Shiyizke Chaveiracha. We had that in Shabbos Tav Dalet. We don't say sin so that your friend could do a mitzvah. We never say that. Asid Ochalosa says by one person. You're doing it by, how can you say it by two people? The Kohen is doing the mitzvah so that the Yisrael can eat the Karban. How can we allow the Kohen to do the mitzvah, to violate? So Tosfos there gives a couple of answers. One of them is, Tosfos in Shabbos says that maybe when do you say a person cannot be chote kedei sheyizkar chavirecha only if he was posheya. That's how Tosfos answers over there in Shabbos. And here there was no pshia, maybe he was busy, maybe he didn't get to bring his carbon, only if he was posheya, like what was the case in Shabbos over there, where a person put a loaf of bread, the dough, on the wall of the oven, do you have to take it off, which is, this is the Rabbanon, to be able to save him from violating afi on Shabbos. So there he was posheya, he put it there. Here there was no pshia. That's one answer. The Ramban there in Shabbos gives another different fascinating answer. He says, maybe this is not considered two people. Maybe the kohanim are your shlichim. The kohanim are the shlichim of Klal Yisrael. So when he's doing it, he's like, you're doing it. So that's what he says. The Efshar Lomar, Shiny Kohanim, the Shluchi di Yisrael, Shavinu Rachmana, V'huin Yal Mazakos Me'atzma. He can't do it himself. This Kohen is your Shliach. I'm not allowed to do the Avodah. I'm Yisrael. So it's considered the same person. I'm sorry? It's Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But is it a Shliach? It's not a Shliach L'Dvar Avera, because if you put him together, it's Asi Doch Ase. So you put them all together. If he's doing it, then it's Asi Doch Ase. That's another answer. There's a third answer given by, and this is going to relate to another point, third answer given in by the Torah's Gittin, which is the Nesivus' commentary on Maseches Gittin, and that is maybe, when do you say Chatei Peshul Shiyizke Chavirecha is not good? That's only if you're talking about you're doing a losase here. If you're violating a losase, taking off something from the oven is a losase. Midrabanan, but it's a losase. Here we're talking about violating an ase, an iser ase. An iser ase, maybe it's more kal. And where do I know that from? From the other point that Tosfos here asks. Tosfos says, ase docha ase, that also there's another requirement usually. It has to be at the same time. You can't have an ase later. That's usually what we say by ase docha losase, or ase docha ase. What's going on here? The Kohen is violating the carbon tub now, so I can eat the Pesach 3 hours from now that night. It's much later. So Tosfos, the re in Tosfos says, here you have a more flexibility because we're only talking about an ase, not a los ase. So says the Nesivus also, that could answer the other question. If you're only talking about an ase, maybe that is more kal. Okay, so those are the two big sugyas that come up on these two lines of Gemara. Number one, the mitzvah ase of eating, kachim. Number two, the issue of chatei b'shul shizke chavirecha. Those are the two sugyas that come up on the oven. So now we move. Now we could go. So says the Gemara had to end off with a question. According to Rabbi Shmuel, why is the assay of carbon pes of eating kachim, why is that stronger than the assay d'ashlama? So two answers given. Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chisda, Hacha b'chatas ha'ofas kinan, she'ein l'mizbeach el adama. No, which case, what are we talking about? When Rabbi Shmuel allows you to bring a carbon after the Tamid, which of the Mechusha Kippurim? Now we're talking about a case of a Mitzora, Rashi explains. A Mitzora, somebody who had Saras, who was Tamid for 7 days, went to the Mikvah yesterday on day 7. Now so has to bring a carbon today. So we know that a Mitzora has to bring 3 carbonas. Chatas, Ola, and then Asham. 3 carbonas when he becomes Tahar. But let's say he's very, very poor, and he can't afford an animal for a carbon chatas. That's what we're first focusing on. So he's allowed to bring a bird. Parshas Mitzora says he's allowed to bring a bird, a cow, a sheep. Those are big animals. They cost a lot. So says the Torah, if he can't afford it, he can bring a bird. The halacha is by a chatas ha'of, by a carbon an oaf that's a chatas, the mizbeach gets nothing. All you do is you do malika, you cut off the bird's head, and then you sprinkle some of the blood on the mizbeach, and the rest goes to the kohen. Nothing is put on the mizbeach. So says the Rava, says Rav Chisda, you know what case we're talking about here, that a mechusiki bird can bring the carbon after the carbon tamin? That's only chatas ha'of, because that's not a violation of the aseid hashlama. And aseid hashlama is only you can't bring another animal on the mizbeach. But what does Rabbi Shmuel really mean? Chatas ha'of! Chatas ha'of, that's not a violation. So you're not even working with aseh docha aseh. There is no violation here of aseh d'hashlama. Answer number one. What? So would the Tanakama argue? Would the Tanakama argue? Maybe, I mean, what's the Tanakama shita? Or he would say that he's not talking, the Tanakama is giving rules and regulations generally. Right, it's a Hechi Timsi. So you say, is the Tanakama arguing the Hechi Timsi? It's a question. We have to work it out. Look at what the Tanakhama is arguing. Rav Papa Amar, second answer, no. Afilu chitim b'chadas behema. Even if you talk about a real animal, a chadas behema. But what do? There's an option. There's a compromise that you could do something to get the kapara and not violate the aseid hashlama. How? Mala umalina b'rosh hashal mizbeach. You shech the carbon, you sprinkle the blood, and you bring the parts of the animal to the top of the mizbeach, but you don't burn it yet. So if you're burning it, that's when the aseid hashlama means the carbon tamid has to be the last thing burned of the mizbeach. So you don't burn it, you wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow to burn it. You achieve the kapara because you already did the sprinkling of the blood. But you don't burn it yet. You can't wait till tomorrow. Is it going to become possible? No. The halacha is that lina ina posel b'rosh mizbeach. The Gemara talks about this in the ninth parak in Zvachim. If something's on the top of the Mizbeach, it doesn't become pasul for overnight. Only if it's off the Mizbeach, it becomes nosar. But if it's on the top of the Mizbeach, lina eno posel berosh haMizbeach. So that's what you do. That's what you do. You have an animal. And that's the pshat of this Rabbi Ishmael on a non-Erev Pesach day. On any other day, you know why you're allowed to do this? Because there's a way to get your kapara, your mechuzik yifurim, you achieve the kapara, and you're not going to violate the aseid hashlama because you leave it on top of the mizbeach. So that's how the chatas could work. Says the Gemara though, b'ha'ika asham. But what do you mean? A mitzorah has to bring other karbanas also. A karban asham you can't bring as a bird. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as an asham oaf. An asham has to be, asham is the most expensive karban. Special din, why that is, but Asham is the one who has to bring an animal. So what do you do about the Asham? So Bishlam Rav Papa, Hainu Demalonle. Okay, according to Rav Papa, second answer, you do the same thing you did earlier. You bring it out to the Mizbeach and you don't burn it. Elder Rav Chisda, Michael Amemar. But according to Rav Chisda, what are you going to say? According to Rav Chisda, you have to, who said it has, it's, you switch it to the oath. So what do you answer for the Asham? So Amri Shagar Vashamo. Oh, you already brought the Asham before the Talmud. So all you have left to bring is the Chatas, and that's where you bring the Chatas oath. There's a third one. Va'ika Ola, as I mentioned before, Mitzvah has to bring Chatas Hashem Ola, all three. Va'ika Ola, says the Gemara, V'chitei Ma'ola Lo Ma'akev. And if you want to say the Ola is not Ma'akev, it's not Ma'akev eating the Kadshim, the Chatas and the Hashem are Ma'akev, but not the Ola. V'hatani Rav Shabbat Hashem Bechara Omer, K'shem Shachatas Vash. This same person says, no, just like the Chatas and the Hashem are Ma'akev him from eating, Kacholos Ma'akvaso. So the Ola is Ma'akev. And if you want to say the Ola was also brought. Just like the Asham. The Ola and the Asham were both brought before the Talmud. And don't think I've left as a Chatas. No, that won't work. Whenever you have a team of an Ola and a Chatas, the Ola never comes first. The Alacha is always Chatas Kodim La'ola. V'hatanya, V'hikriv es asher L'chatas Rishona. My Tamalomar, what is this teaching me? That the Chatas goes first. Imulam Yitzhitei Kodemes La'ola. Is this teaching me that it goes before the Ola? Harifar Nemar, I already know that. V'sa Sheini Yase Ola Kamishpat. I already know that the Ola comes second. Elazeb Bana'ab, what's the Pasuk teaching me? Something, a general din. L'kol Chatos, Shiyukodmes L'chol Ola Sabos Imahin. Whenever you have to bring two Karbanos, Chatas always goes first. Bali Musar say, first you have the Sur Meira, the Chatas, and then you have the Asay Tov. Then you have the Ola. Chatas removes your Averus, and Ola is more of a Doron, more of a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chatas always goes before the Ola. V'kai Malon, da'afilu Chatas ha'ov kodemis l'olos behema. And even if one's a bird and one's an animal, still the Chatas ha'ov still goes first before the Ola. Kasha, so let's go back to the question. According to the first approach, again, remember that we're talking about the second man to Amar in the Braisa. Who said that a Mechusar Kippurim any day of the year is allowed to bring his carbon after the carbon Talmud? So according to that Manda Amar, why is that? Why is the assay of Kudshim Doche the assay of Hashlama? So we said there's no Tachia here. There's no violation of the assay of Hashlama because you're talking about a Chatas Ha'of. So what about the Asham? What about the Asham? That's brought earlier. What about the Ola? We're stuck now. We haven't answered that question yet. Well, you can't say you brought that earlier because the Ola was ever brought before the Chatas. So what do you do about the carbon Ola? Isn't that a violation of the Asay? And therefore it's a violation. So then we're back. How are you allowed to do it? So Amarava, shiny Ola's Mitzora, special din by the Ola of a Mitzora that it is allowed to be brought before the Chatas. To Rachmana Amar, the Hela HaKoin is Ola Shehela Kfar. No, you brought it. That's the Hechi Timsi. The Ola and the Asham were both brought before the Tamid. The only thing you have left is the Chatas. Okay. Omalei Rav Shaman, Shemen Bar Abba, Rav Papa. Rav Shemen Bar Abba, said to Rav Papa. Who said the second answer up above the second shot? So according to you, who say, what do? You bring the animal up on top, but you don't burn it yet. So according to you, isn't that setting yourself up for trouble? Think of the Kohanim on top of the Mizbeach. There's so much meat around there. There's so much going on there. They're going to remember that this meat is supposed to be burned tomorrow? Then maybe they'll throw it onto the fire also. And then you're going to cause them to violate the Aseid HaShlama. The Sabri Diomehu. They'll think it's today's Vyasa Dakture. Aren't you worried? So Mar says I'm like Kohanim's Rizame. No, Kohanim can take care of it. Kohanim Rizaris. They'll make sure they'll put it in a separate place. They'll know that this meat is only till tomorrow. So don't worry about it. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Amalei Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishu Nasa Rav Papa. Another question. Another problem with this. That you're going to put it up there. What's our assumption so far? That as long as you put the meat on top of the Mizbeach, you're helped on both counts. You don't violate bringing something after the Talmud because you're not burning it, but you do achieve kapara for the person, so he's able to eat kachim now. So the Gemara says, is that latter point true? Is kapara achieved just when you bring it up? There's another aspect of kapara, asked the Gemara. As long as the fats haven't been burned on the mizbeach, kohanim are not allowed to eat the basar, which they're entitled to from the karbanos. Right? Every karban, you have parts of the animal, the fats that usually people throw out anyway, so those are burned on the mizbeach, you're makd bekadish them. After you do that, then the kohanim are able to eat their portion that they get. Ditanya, yochel your kohanim, as the Brisa says, I might have thought, kohanim rashon b'chazei v'shok kodem akaris emurin, I might have thought the kohanim are allowed to eat the chazei, the breastbone, v'shok, and the thigh. Those are the two parts of the animal that every karban shlamim, that from every carbon shlom goes to the kohen, the chazi and the shok. Kodem aktaris emurin, and I might have thought the kohenim could eat before they burn the fats on the mizbeach. Tamalomar b'hikdar kohen zachelav ha-mizbecha. It says first the kohen burns the fats on the mizbeach, the hadar, and then it says v'hayach ha-chazei la'aron l'vanav. And what's the halacha? V'chabadar kohenim lo achli ba'. So therefore you see, that you see from there that the kohenim are not allowed to partake until after the haktaris emurin. And now we're saying you're not going to burn it until tomorrow. But that's a problem. You know why? Because now the Gemara continues with an amazing line. The kama tekonim lo achli basar bailim lo miskapri. If the kohanim have not eaten yet, the kapara of the bailim is not complete. Titania, the ochlo somasher kupar bahem. Based on a pasig, melame shah kohanim ochlim u bailim miskaprin. You know, the kohanim, the kapara of the, for the person, when I bring a carbon, when I bring a carbon chatos, when I bring a carbon ash, when I bring any type of carbon, not only is the zrika, the sprinkling, important for my kapara, but the kohanim have to eat, until the kohanim eat, however much they have to eat, that's a discussion. Kazayas, the whole animal, but once they eat, that's when I get my kapara. So what's our suggestion here? Just put it on top of the mizbeach, then you don't violate the asay of ashlama, and you do get kapara. You don't get kapara, asked the Gemara. You don't only get kapara once the kohanim eat. If the kohanim don't eat it, because he didn't burn the fast yet, he didn't achieve kapara yet. Rashi here says, the af ba'achila tluya kapara. It's an amazing concept. This is, by the way, why I mentioned before, why the Rambam holds only by kachshei kachim is there a mitzvah achila. Because by kachshei kachim, by a chatas and an asham, those are brought for sins. So if those are brought for sins, that's where you have this aspect of kapara. By a carbon shlamim, by other karbanos, you know, then there's no aspect of kapara, so maybe it's less of a mitzvah, says the Rambam. But anyway, let's continue. So that's the kasha. The kasha is kohanim bailam, kohanim ochlim, or bailam miskaparin. That the you have to have the bailam eat it to achieve the kapara. So amar lei, you have to have the kohanim eat it to achieve the kapara. Amar lei. So he says no. Kivan delo efshar. Here you don't have a choice. Ein breira. This is the only way to not violate the essay of Ashlama and still get the kapara. So keep it to the left, since it's not possible, asa'um kimisha nitzmu'u osha abdu. You treat it as if the fats became tame or lost. And we know the halacha is the Tanya. There's a halacha that if the fats became tame or lost, then the kohanim can eat it anyway. Right? Because you don't have a choice. So too, we'll treat it as if that just like the fats became lost or tameh, in order to be able to allow this guy, again, this is the only way this guy will be able to eat his kachim tonight. So say, that's what we say, put it up there, you're right, usually the kohanim have to eat, but in this type of case, because there's no choice, we'll allow them to eat it and the kapara to take effect, even without the haktaras emurin previously. Period. End of that sugya. Now let's finish off until the Mishnah. Rav Kahana, Baz Hashem. Rav Kahana, Rami Ksiv, there's a stira. One pasuk says, "Lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker." Don't leave over my karbanos until the morning. Don't be malin ad boker who delo yalin. We darshim from that pasuk until the morning is too late. Hakol halayla kulo yalin. But the whole night you can do whatever you want. Mashmi, you can bring karbanos during the night, even after the tumid. Vixiv, but we learned yesterday, the hikdar alah chelve hashlamim, alah hashlam kalav karbanos kulam. Right, the aseid hashlama, there can't be anything after the karbat tumid. The first pasuk sounds like there can be. So, most of lavu mefarik la kisheni tosru. No, what you are allowed to bring karbanos during the night, but only if the zrika of their zrika, their sprinkling on the mizbeach, had been done before the tumid. Because then this is just leftovers. This is shirayim. You're not allowed to bring any new karban after the karbat tumid. But if you already had the zrika of those karbanos before, during the day, so then you're allowed to bring these, burn these on the mizbeach during the night. That's one stira. Ramele Rav Safra Larav, another stira asks, Siv, lo yalin la boker zevachaka pasach. You're not allowed to be malin, wait with the carbon pesach all the way into the morning. Similar diak, la boker hujalo yalin, hakalalai lo yalin. You're allowed to do it, bring it during the night, mashma from this pasuk that you could bring the carbon pesach, the fats of the carbon pesach that are burned on the mizbeach. You're allowed to bring that, do that during the night. But he asks the Gemara v'haksib, one second. During the night, that's Pesach, that's Yontif. You're allowed to do that? You should have done it today on a weekday. Says the Gemara v'haksib, but we learned it a brisa. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. The Ola of Shabbos is brought on Shabbos. But the Ola is closed b'Shabbos. You can't bring a carbon of the fats of a weekday carbon cannot be brought on Shabbos. But the Ola is called Yontif. So here, you're bringing a weekday fats on Yontif. Right? Because it should have been brought Erev Pesach. So how could you do it on Pesach? So says the Gemara, Amar Leik, Varam Yenile, Rabbi Abba Barchil, Rabbi Abo. This question was already asked. Vishani Le, you know what the Pasuk is referring to? That says you're allowed to do it even on Yantif. Hacha Ba'arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos Askinam. We're talking about a case of Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos. So it should have been brought on Shabbos. That's what it should have been brought. So you could bring it on Yantif instead. So Shabbos stuff can be brought on Yantif. The Chel B'Shabbos can be brought on Yantif. That's what it's talking about. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So says the Gemara, Amar Lehi, he answered him back, Mishum techel v'shabas kareven v'yantif, anan, because of that one unusual case, anan neku v'neimalei dehai krab arbasar shkoles v'shabas v'duchsiv. We're going to say that's what the pasuk is talking about? Just that one case, that one ukimta? So Amar Lehi shafke l'krab. What can you do? Leave the pasuk alone. Tu tachi gubuk v'nafshe. You have a stira. You have a stira between two psukim. You have to say something. You have to make some ukimta. So that's why you can say that this is the ukinta and this is what the pasuk meant. Just one other ha'ara on what we said earlier. We said kohanim ochlim u'bailim eschaprin, that the kohanim eat and the bailim get kapara with that eating. So the pashas of the Gemara is that, like Rashi says, that kapara is not only the zrika but even the eating. There's a mikdash David who cannot accept such a concept. What do the kohanim eating have to do with anything? So the most he says, the most it is that it's a tnai. The zrika is mechaper. But the zrika isn't mechaper until the kohanim eat. Once the kohanim eat, so then lamafreya the zrika kicks in, the kapara of the zrika zrika in. But he finds it difficult to say that the kohanim eating per se is part of the kapara. But that's the pashtus. The pashtus is that even just the kohanim eating achieves the kapara. Kohanim ochlim ubailim mischaper. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, get into great stuff about kavanis when you bring kavanis. Like the first mission in Zvachim has to do with tomorrow. Shalol lishma, shalol limnuyav, shalol. So, right, other things, not for the right carbon, not for the right bialim, so the shmol, so the shem bialim, that's by the shem, tomorrow, you get into those types of psule carbonus. Okay, I think it's great. Teishu, the dech, neshmat, yisro, menachem, ben yisro, menachem, yisro, ben moshe.